This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President-elect Donald Trump meets today with tech leaders. Gina Rometty, the president and CEO of IBM, is expected to be there. One likely topic for discussion, jobs in the tech sector. Rometty has already put forward a job generation plan of sorts and says IBM will hire about 25,000 professionals in the U.S., she calls them. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has details.
Rometty outlined a sort of jobs plan in an op-ed in USA Today, coining the term new-collar jobs that don't necessarily require a four-year degree. Rometty says IBM has designed a new educational model involving six-year high schools. Tim Bartik is a senior economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says this is a good idea.
We need more skills in the economy, but necessarily the skills that we think of when we think of four-year BA or BS degrees.
But Bartik also says U.S. companies should be doing more worker training themselves, kind of like the apprenticeship programs run by German corporations. That could be encouraged through things like tax incentives.
Tweaking the tax code so that if you're not investing in training, maybe you pay a little bit more in tax, and if you are investing in training, maybe you pay a little bit less.
Bartik says local governments should give businesses incentives to train workers rather than just tax breaks to locate in their areas. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.